Residents of the small city of Barrie, Vermont, are debating how the Bush administration's policies should be portrayed in public schools. The dispute became intense when a uniformed police officer from a neighboring town set out to prove that a high school teacher was indoctrinating students against the government. From Vermont Public Radio, John Dillon has this story.
School Superintendent Dorothy Anderson gets a lot of mail these days. Not all of it is pleasant to read.
This one was the most upsetting. This one was just a total hate letter.
Anderson picks up an obscenity-laced message from Colorado. It's handwritten on American flag stationery. The mail began piling up after conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh praised the police officer who used his authority to talk his way into Spalding High School in the middle of the night to photograph student projects. Sergeant John Mott was acting on his own when he tried to build a case that a history teacher was presenting students with a biased view of the war and other events. Among the projects Mott documented, a student poster of President Bush with duct tape over his mouth. Parent Norma Malone says that's just not appropriate.
A visit to that classroom has left a lot of people scratching their heads and wondering what is being taught here if the works that the students are producing are all decidedly left.
I would like to take a moment now to respond to concerns that members of the community expressed out last
The events led to a heated meeting before the school board. Mott has been disciplined for his freelance investigation. But the police officer defended his actions.
And I looked around and I was looking for balance. I did not see any balance. I have a concern for security of the school and I want balance. I'd be happy with balance.
But Barrie resident Gary Taylor told the meeting that the officer abused his authority.
And what I found most disturbing was the fact that an individual who is entrusted with enforcing the laws of our community does not see a problem in the fact that he's wearing his uniform and he comes into the school and by wearing his uniform intimidates the custodian into letting him into a room that he has no place and no business being at 1:30 in the morning.
All the students who spoke defended teacher Tom Treese. Junior Juliana Capetta says he forces students to look at all sides of an issue.
Never once in that classroom has Tom Treese ever imposed his political opinions or beliefs on any of us students. He has let us do our own research and figure out how we feel as individuals. As far as him teaching people to be anti-American or anti-American officials such as a president and so forth, he has never once done that.
Teacher Treese admits that he did go too far in one way. He posted a note on a school bulletin board that characterized President Bush as the, quote, idiot boy king. Still, he insists that he presents a balanced view in the class. He says his goal is to get students to analyze all sides of an issue.
You know, in a post-September 11th America, it's the whole mantra, you're either with us or against us, has filtered down into everything we do. And by me criticizing the president, that got these folks in a huff. And so they're trying to, in a sense, stop me from talking.
Treese won't be talking in the public issues class next year. In an attempt to defuse the situation, administrators pulled him from the course. The school budget was recently defeated, in part because of the controversy. But the debate over free speech and academic freedom goes on in Barrie, where a police officer and a teacher both stepped over the line. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Barrie, Vermont.